My understanding of this answer of God to Moses' objection about the Israelites not believing that God has appeared to him, I think has several messages. One of which is that God is not going to go out to get other people, because Moses' very objection is, look, use somebody who is credible. I'm not credible. Use somebody who has been a high priest or something. I'm a shepherd boy. And God says, what is that in your hand? Then out of the same stake he normally uses in the wilderness to look after sheep, God does the impossible, does the miraculous, turns it into a snake. And I think that may be God talking to us. He will use the natural to do the supernatural. He is not using you because you are credible. He did not say, no, Moses, they'll believe you. You are credible. Don't you remember you were born in Egypt? People know you are grew up in Pharaoh. They'll believe you. No. He doesn't rely on the credibility of Moses. He creates credibility in Moses. And we need to understand that. That when God wants to accomplish things through you, you may not initially have the credibility. God himself will do things that will make the people believe you. He will create a credibility in you, which does not exist as it now. And I think it's a wonderful thing to remember that when he gives us a task, he does not use the qualified. He qualifies the willing to go. The ones he has called and are willing to go.